Today's Words of Hope devotional is Rahab's Legacy. Today's key verse is Joshua 2, verse 9. I know that the Lord has given you the land. The book of Joshua begins with a particular story of the God-fearing prostitute Rahab, who protected spies sent out to scout Jericho. Rahab had heard about the mighty acts of Yahweh and showed amazing faith. She might have become a historical footnote, but she reappears in the New Testament. Matthew's gospel begins with a genealogy of Jesus. Although in a patriarchal society, one might expect all the names in a Jewish genealogy to be men, Matthew lists four women. Instead of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, the recognized matriarchs of Israel, Matthew lists Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Bathsheba. These four women were also non-Israelites, and each had some element of what we might politely call irregularity about her. Jesus' genealogy indicates that the gospel goes beyond every barrier. Rahab appears again in the New Testament's Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11:31, and then one more time as an example of works in James 2:25. It's not often that someone is held up in the Bible as an example of both faith and works. The full historical scope of Rahab's story, over centuries, is a gospel story of faith in action. This has been Words of Hope. Today's devotional was written by Jeff Monroe. For more resources to grow in your faith every day, visit wOH.org. That's wOH.org. Words of Hope. Good news always.